This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has acknowledged for the first time Ukrainian forces are fighting in the surprise offensive in Russia's Kursk region. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
In his nightly video address on Saturday, Zelensky said he had discussed with Ukraine's top commander the actions to, quote, push the war into the aggressor's territory.
Ukraine is proving that it can indeed restore justice and ensure the necessary pressure on the aggressor.
Sunday marked the sixth day of intense battles amid Kyiv's largest incursion into Russian territory since the start of the war. Russian President Vladimir Putin cast the Ukrainian attack as a major provocation.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Serbia's president on Sunday accused demonstrators who oppose a lithium mining project in the Balkan country of being part of a Western-backed hybrid warfare against his government and vowed to take strong legal action against those protesters who have blocked railway and road traffic in the capital a day earlier. In one of the biggest protests in recent years, tens of thousands took to the streets in the capital, Serbia, Saturday, against lithium mining in Serbia, despite officials' warnings of their alleged plot to unseat populist President Aleksandar Vučić and his government. Spanish NGO Open Arms rescued 44 migrants at sea off the southern coast of Italy on Sunday. The operation involved an iron boat in distress holding five women, three children, and a baby among a group of 44. The Open Arms rescue boat gave them life jackets, water, and food and stayed with them until an Italian boat arrived.